Minister, first of all, I think when all of these situations occur, we talk about road safety, the first thing we have to remember is that, you know, many, many families out there have been adversely affected by the huge number of deaths and tragedies we've seen on our roads over the past year. Indeed, the first quarter of this year, you've acknowledged they're up again. And this is a serious issue that we need to deal with. I think policing is central to it, certainly, and you've acknowledged that. One of the difficulties that we have in respect to that is that the roads policing units have not been at the full complement that they need to be at, or even near it. And that's the reality. And I think you've acknowledged that as well. I think the announcement by the Garda Commissioner of saying that Gardaí would have to spend a half an hour in each shift doing roads policing, for most people, when I speak to most guards, they tell me they do that anyway. In a lot of cases, they don't need to be instructed to do it. And in other cases, it's something which was seen as a little bit of a ploy to take away from the attention of the reality that we're down numbers in the road policing units across the state. And indeed, you've announced that there are more resources going to that. But the number that we see, I think it's 625, I think, was the last number we've seen in place there. Maybe that's up a little bit. But one of the things that has been said to me is that even within that number, there are large numbers of those Gardaí that are not actually doing that work because they're off sick or they've got other issues and they're not there. And one of the questions that we have, and I think we put a PQ in respect of that, is to look at the number of fixed notice charges or the number of Gardaí in the roads policing unit who have not issued a fixed notice charge in the past, fixed charge notice in the past 12 months, because that would indicate that they're not actually working at all. And that's, I think, something that we need to acknowledge, that there are sections of it that isn't actually working in any case. We also, of course, have the issue of drink and drugs and the whole issue of after an accident, the new legislation is going to allow Gardaí for a test for drugs, and that's indeed welcome, and we need to see that happen. But the biggest problem that we've got out there is that most people don't see the Gardaí out on the roads. They don't see them implementing the kind of deterrent that we need to see in place that we had in the past. That's simply not there anymore. The emphasis has moved onto the Go Safe vans for to do the work of an Garda Síochána, which, to my mind, has been a privatisation of the service. That's an issue that we need to deal with. And I think recently, former Garda Chief Superintendent John O'Brien wrote an article in I think it was in the Journal last weekend, where he highlighted this reality. That, you know, the way things were done in the past was based on best practice and research that they've done across the EU, and now we've moved away from that. And that's one of the reasons why we've got these issues. So I think we need to acknowledge that. We also need to look, I think, at the whole issue of the driver testing, and you mentioned about, you know, people with learner permits not sitting their test and continually. That needs to be dealt with. It needs to be dealt with urgently. You also, indeed, mentioned the issue of people with issues in regard to how well we train our drivers. And I think that's something we need to come to. And I recently met with the Professional Driver Instructors Association, and they pointed out to me that Ireland has the lowest number of mandatory lessons in Europe, at 12 mandatory lessons per person to sit the test. We need to look at that. We need to re-examine that. And the RSA, I think, have a responsibility there for to re-examine all of that, to review all of that, and indeed to review the curriculum, which is the same for the past decade. And things have changed. I think that needs to happen. We also need to acknowledge, I think, as well, that, you know, the RSA, and I welcome the $3 million that's going to be spent additionally on highlighting the issues of the many collisions and issues that we have on our roads and the tragic deaths that we have. The board of the RSA, I think, isn't at its full complement. That needs to be looked at. We need to have a complete emphasis on delivering solutions that are going to work for people. And if we're going to do that, Minister, you know, we need to take this stuff very seriously. Because the reality is that up to now, and I acknowledge the piece of legislation, the Road Traffic Act, which has gone through recently, and you say it's going to be going to the President to be signed off shortly, we don't have or have not seen the regulations around that yet. We haven't seen how that is going to be implemented. We haven't seen what power the local authorities are going to have, and I would appeal to you to get that published as quickly as possible so that we can see exactly how that's going to work. Because I make the point, and I made it throughout those debates in respect of that, it's not because people are driving within the speed limit. It's people that are driving well in excess of the speed limit and that it's not being detected that is causing an awful lot of the accidents on the road. So bringing down the speed limits is well and good, but if you're not going to detect this, and that's the problem we've got more than anything else, is not having enough Gardaí out there implementing the rules of the road which are there at present. That's what we need to do, and that's where we need to see the change happen.